Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Williams is here, too, and I'm glad she's here, and I know you are, too, because she is the home-based business expert of the galaxy. She is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a national award the SBA gave her. She's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of the book The 30-Second Commute. Don't you love that title? If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. But more importantly, she's our good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
All the way from Garrett County, Maryland, one of the coolest parts of the United States. Garrett County is that little triangle of a quarter of a state or a third of a state or whatever over there in the western part of Maryland. It's like another world from the other part of Maryland, isn't it, Beverly? Because you've lived in both parts of the state.
I have, and I have enjoyed both parts of the state, but I enjoyed this one the most, I think.
It's like a little Brigadoon, ladies and gentlemen. It just pops up out of the mist every 100 years, and you can only get in there certain days, by the way. hey, Beverly, yeah. I was telling the audience earlier that you've been with me over 10 years now, and that I'm going to keep doing this at least another 10 years. And so here's my question, Beverly. Are you with me?
For a while.
What?
Well, yeah, I hate to admit it, but I'm older than you are.
Whatever. But what's that got to do with anything? I mean, don't you want to be able to say that you've done this show for 20 years? I mean, isn't that like a personal goal of yours?
No.
Oh.
This isn't what you expected from me, is it?
Well,
actually,
Brutal honesty is always expected from you, Beverly.
I would like to retire someday. Of course, you know, maybe there could be an incentive for me to continue getting up.
Oh, here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the arm. This is what you call putting the arm on me.
It's incredible to me that we have been doing this for this long. I remember when you called me before you had even done a show yet, and asked me if I would consider being on, and I was a little bit reluctant because of some past experiences. And here we are.
I remember that you were very defensive. You thought, you know, boy, I'm loaded for bear with this guy. I'm gonna, if he's what I've seen before, I'm gonna let him have it with both barrels.
That's right. I remember it very clearly. I had some negative experiences with people.
And then my natural charm just disarmed her, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, maybe. Either that or you were on your good behavior in the beginning. I don't know.
Probably. So then my real side came out later, right?
Then you really, and yet I'm still hanging in here, you know?
So what's
the... I really ought to get a medal.
Well, I've given you medals. Haven't you received them?
It must have gotten lost in the mail.
What about what's happening in the world of home-based businesses?
Excuse me. Well, it seems that there is another resurgence because here we go with a downturn in the economy.
It happens every time, doesn't it?
Every single time. I've been getting a lot of calls.
You know what else? My franchise experts tell me there's an increased interest in franchising at times like this too.
Yeah, I just recently had somebody who said they wanted to get in on a franchise until they found out how much it was going to cost them. But that seems to be everybody's problem right now. I've had so many calls from people who said, "Well, I just found this wonderful business opportunity." And I want to write a business plan because I need to go get a loan. Mm-hmm. And then we start talking about how much money they have to put into this. Oh, well, I don't have any money. They want the banks to lend it all to them.
Or the government to give them a grant.
I've had a lot of those lately, too. You know? And I've used your line numerous times.
Tell the audience what it is.
Grant died.
Yes, exactly right.
Grant died, yeah. They just sort of look at me, and there's dead silence. And, you know, the realities are hard. There's no doubt that it, as somebody said to me yesterday, it takes money to make money. Mm-hmm. And, yes, that's true. You cannot expect that somebody else is going to finance your possible business when you have not put anything into it yet yourself.
No bank ever was founded on the principle of, you know, how can we adopt other people who want to go into business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're not going to adopt you, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have some skin in the game, there's a friend of mine used to say that he liked to make sure when he went into business with somebody that if the thing failed, that there was going to be a tear in their eye too.
Yes. Yep. That's exactly right. You have to share the risk, and now, in most cases, the bank's going to take the bigger risk. They're usually only asking you to come up with 10 or 20% of whatever you're asking for, depending on the bank and the circumstances. But, you know, that's not an unreasonable thing when you think about it. They're giving you the opportunity to change your whole life. And that means they're willing to take a risk, but you've got to take some of the risk, too, and do all the hard work.
And by the way, just to make sure that we spell all that out, Beverly, that mm-hmm. 10 to 20% is the cash that you have to have.
Right, yes.
The other 80% has to be collateralized with something.
Right.
A guarantor, signature, equity mm-hmm. in a home, the crown jewels, whatever,
right.
you know,
yes.
whatever you got.
Right.
Because banks do take risks, but but they don't like it. They minimize the risk to whatever degree that they can. And so you're right. It's really interesting to see people get that first little kindergarten part of education mm-hmm. about going into business when they come in. They've got all this mythology roaming around in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's your job to debunk all the myths.
I wish I had all the money that is spent on advertising these wonderful business opportunities and these grants, free money, to start a business. If I had half of what they spend on those ads,
right.
I could retire. Or mm-hmm. I could start a business without having to go to the bank for a loan.
Mm-hmm.
It just is incredible to me that people do believe it because it's on TV or it's on the radio or they've seen it in a magazine that has been around for a long time, and therefore they think that it's true, and they're hopeful.
Folks, if
really
the people who do
so
all those programs, if what they were talking about really did do what they said, they would be doing it themselves. They wouldn't be selling
yeah.
you their programs.
Right.
I promise you. Because
yeah.
you're just, you know, you're nice, but you're not that nice, folks. 20 after, we're going to be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, and Beverly Williams and I will be right back. Stay with us.
I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Craig coming back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. In fact, don't forget our time machine. We have our time machine where you can literally go back in time and listen to past interviews that I've done with our Brain Trust members, the hundreds of Brain Trust members we have. We have those archives arranged in categories, so you can find the category you want. The articles and the Brain Trust members are arranged in those same categories. So whatever you're looking for, we help you find it right there on our site, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter, which we send you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our blog right there on the same website, or jimsblog.biz. That'll work too. And then, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. And that site is growing like crazy. I'm so happy. Beverly Williams, by the way, folks, is one of the founding contributors to AskJim.biz. And Beverly, our audience is just, people are using AskJim.biz like crazy. I think our traffic grew by 50% this last month alone.
Wow, congratulations. I know I've been setting a lot of people there.
in all categories. Well, and it's just been such a so great. You know, you were listening to me when I had this in my, you know, I was dreaming about doing something like this, and mm-hmm. and it's now become a reality. You've been a big help to me on this, and have contributed so much to that site too. A lot of Beverly's wisdom is right there, ladies and gentlemen. So.
Well, let me tell you that Beverly Williams, who's a business counselor as well as a contributor, uses it herself. I have actually gone out there and asked questions that my clients have asked me that I may not be familiar with something, and I've actually gone out to ask Jim and ask the questions.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, folks, use that. AskJim.biz. It's there for you. Everything we have is free. No barrier to entry, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Beverly, we're talking about... Oh, by the way, give us your website, too, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And they can find your book there, right? The 30-second
commute. They sure can. Mm-hmm.
So check it out, folks. You don't want to miss that. Beverly, this is a time when people are, as we said earlier, thinking about starting a business. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, Beverly, there haven't been mass layoffs across the country.
No, nope,
but
yet.
I think there are some people who are a little worried, a little concerned, and they're mm-hmm. saying, you know, let me just kind of, you know, maybe this is a good time for me to go ahead and start working a little more in earnest on that business. And the truth is, what you and I, our job is to educate them. Our job is not to put them into business,
right.
Is it? Our job is to educate them and to keep them from making too many mistakes that they don't have to mm-hmm. make. They mm-hmm. are going to make some mistakes. They need to make their own, but they don't need to make my mistakes.
Right.
If I can help them, tell them what I did wrong, and they don't have to make my mistakes. That's one of the things I'm here for.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly a very good way to put it, too. I'm not the... the one that has every single answer, but I do know, because I've been there, done that, I know where to find the answers and know some of the pitfalls to help people avoid so they don't have to step in the same places that I've stepped every time.
And you know, some of the advice I have, Beverly, I'm still making payments on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still making payments on some of my mistakes, so that's the really valuable stuff there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But some of the things we were talking about is folks, it's you know, you got to find something obviously that you love. We talk about that all the time, but it also has to be something other people want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There has to be a need for it. Just because it's your wonderful idea doesn't mean there's a market, and that is the very, very, very first step before you even consider writing a business plan and going to the bank for a loan. You know, are there enough people? I've had a number of people recently, like I said, start wanting to start a small business, and some of their ideas don't have enough strength behind them. If I say, you know, wait a minute, if people aren't traveling or the price of gas is getting so high that people are cutting back, why do you think that they're going to travel to come and see you?
Be the path to your door.
Exactly. Now, you better find a way that fits into what's happening in the world right now
mm-hmm.
and what you see coming in the future. Trying to predict the future is the difficult part because I ask people to look at where do you think this business is going to be in 3 to 5 years? How do you think the world is going to change? You know,
mm-hmm.
technology is going to advance, but what are some of the other things that could happen? You know, both positive and negative, that could affect this business, and what are you going to do about it? Now, those are the kind of thinking things that people have to do in advance, and they don't. They get an idea, and they're ready to run with it. And I have to put the kibosh or the brakes on them sometimes and say, whoa, wait a minute. January through March, I am so busy with people wanting to start a business because as soon as weather hits nice, they want to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes 3 months isn't enough time
mm-hmm.
to have a business ready to go by the 1st of April. It just doesn't always work that way, and people don't understand why. Yes, they could make it by the skin of their teeth, maybe, without all the things that I say they should
do. 1 out of 100, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I don't want to see people fail. I want to see them succeed, and I'd rather they take the time and do the research and do the thinking part.
Patience is your friend when you're starting a business, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have enough patience, get some. Desperation is your enemy when you're starting a business.
Yep.
Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. My pleasure, always.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. 20 more. I mean, 10 more, right, Beverly?
Okay.
I talked her into it, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.